Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, creating finished basements for family fun, fitness, and entertaining. Ideas at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, October 10th. I'm Abby Larico. The new movie, Soul on Fire, is about the life of burn victim turned motivational speaker John O'Leary. The director's plan had been to shoot the movie in Vancouver.
But then he met my mom and my dad. And then he met my sister. Then he saw St. Louis U and Mercy and Keener Plaza, and he recognized we've got to do it here.
A conversation with John O'Leary on the movie and how his hometown became a character in the film. Coming up after this news on The Gateway. St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery is facing 5 new federal felony charges and house arrest. STLPR's Chad Davis has the latest.
The new charges include 4 for witness retaliation and 1 for witness tampering. They involve a worker who was terminated from the office. They're tied to Montgomery's order to handcuff then-acting jail commissioner Tammy Ross. Montgomery pleaded not guilty to all charges. His lawyers argue the worker in question was fired for shredding documents that she wasn't supposed to. They also say the firing was recommended by a committee led by the sheriff's office attorney. David C. Mason is the lawyer for the office.
He is the one who directed, when that list of witnesses came down, said, I can't get involved in removing people. Let's come up with a process.
Mason says he trusts Montgomery. Montgomery will have to wear an ankle monitor and was placed under house arrest. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louisans shared their concerns last night about a proposed data center at the site of the Armory in Midtown. As STLPR's Kayvon Mansouri reports, critics questioned how the project would benefit the city.
The town hall focused on a $1.5 billion data center 2 developers hope to build on the parking lot of the now-shuttered Armory. They hope to build another inside the building. But the project has sparked fierce pushback from the community. Staff from Steadfast City, a consultant for the project, tried to quell concerns at the first town hall held over Zoom. But some residents, like Christina Miller, were unimpressed.
You asked what I'm excited about? Nothing. This isn't welcome here in my neighborhood.
Residents expressed concerns about electricity rates, environmental impacts, and the project's location. The developer will hold another town hall in person on Monday at the Sheet Metal Workers Union Hall. It starts at 5 p.m. I'm Kayvon Mansouri, St. Louis Public Radio.
A St. Louis alderwoman says the 2022 redistricting that reduced the number of wards in the city by half set Northside lawmakers up for failure. Pam Boyd represents the city's northwest side. She was first elected in 2017 to represent the 27th ward, which she says was small and compact. Her new 13th ward stretches from Page to just north of Interstate 270, and she now represents about 20,000 people. Boyd says she no longer has the time to drive through her ward and sit down with residents.
That hurts me more than anything because I'm more of a personable person. I'd rather sit down with you and talk to you. I don't want to text. I don't want to email. I really want to have a conversation.
Boyd was a guest on the Politically Speaking podcast where she shared she would rate the city's response to the May 16th tornado a 10 out of 10. Hear why and more of that conversation wherever you get podcasts and at stlpr.org. Missouri health officials are reporting an increase in West Nile virus activity this year, with 16 confirmed cases of the mosquito-borne virus in the state so far in 2025. 15 people have been hospitalized. 3 have died. The virus is the most common illness spread by mosquitoes on the U.S. mainland. People can lower their risk of contracting West Nile by preventing mosquito bites. That means wearing long sleeves and pants and bug repellent. Eliminating standing water on your property can also keep mosquitoes from breeding. U.S. Representative Nikki Budzinski of Illinois says some of her constituents will pay double for health insurance if Congress doesn't vote to extend a subsidy program that helps pay for premiums. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports the issue is at the heart of the federal government shutdown, now in its second week.
Democrats in Congress have held off voting on a spending bill unless legislators agree to again approve the tax credits. The subsidies are for people who buy insurance on healthcare.gov. That's the marketplace where people who don't receive employer health benefits or government insurance can buy health plans. During a virtual roundtable hosted by Budzinski on Thursday, Laura Petty of Alton says her family's premiums would skyrocket without the subsidies.
Do we stop contributing to our retirement? Can we afford to send our child to college next year? And it's just a lot of uncertainty.
Around 466,000 people in Illinois bought Marketplace plans in 2025. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Blues fans tuning into the season opener last night were hoping to see the team pick up on last year's late season momentum and maybe even catch an early glimpse of a playoff-bound team. At the pregame rally at Union Station, Gary Brewer Jr. of St. Peter said when Coach Jim Montgomery took over last year, he was instantly reminded of the Blues team that won the Stanley Cup.
This team looks like the 19 team. Suddenly, like that's what it felt like because they had the right guys in the right place. We got new guys that are coming in that I think are really going to add to the team, make the team even better.
But anyone playing Gloria heading into last night's game left singing the blues. The team lost 5-0 to the Minnesota Wild. It's on to the next one tomorrow at 3 o'clock against the Flames in Calgary. The movie Soul on Fire opens in theaters nationwide today. It tells the story of St. Louis native John O'Leary, who suffered life-threatening burns as a child and grew up to be a motivational speaker and author. Speaking with St. Louis on the Air host Elaine Cha, O'Leary said he never envisioned his life story becoming a movie.
I always tell people, if you are saying they should do a movie about my life, you should run away from that person quickly. You know, like, so when someone leads with, they really should do a movie about me, I am that great. My encouragement, listeners, run quickly. I never thought that. I still don't think that. It's so awkward in so many regards. 9 years ago, I was in Vegas at a conference and a woman approached me and said, could I turn this story into a movie? And I said, I don't know. I guess you could try. Mm-hmm. And I gave her the green light, but I never thought it would happen. Never in a million years. And so Linda Huntington built a team, got the screenplay written, hired a director named Sean McNamara, built up the funding sources. And then ultimately, as Sean came in town just to meet Beth, my wife, and John, and our kids and my parents, he recognized, John, one of the main characters in your story is St. Louis.
Would you have made the film, John, if you had not been able to film it here?
Yeah, the plan was to film in Vancouver. There was a 35% rebate for films being shot in Vancouver, and Sean came in as a formality. But then he met my mom and my dad. And then he met my sister. Then he saw St. Louis U and Mercy and Keener Plaza, and he recognized we've got to do it here. So along with the film community here in St. Louis and around the state, some things began to work just perfectly so we could ultimately move laws in Jefferson City to begin filming here, get a tax credit here, a rebate. So Soul on Fire will be the first film to take advantage of that. But there's already about 7 more films lined up to take advantage of that, to shoot right here in St. Louis. And McNamara, our director, is already planning another film here in St. Louis.
Were there certain moments of the film that took you back in ways that you did not expect?
Right. Every single shot was filmed where the thing happened. So that alone will tell you how gripping it was to be part of it, and hopefully as a viewer to observe it. It's not Hollywood. It's real. It's St. Louis. It happened. The day where they filmed the fire, they didn't want to show a child burning, so they showed a point of view of the child. So the camera instead of John, that's when you see what John is looking at. And so indeed, that is what I saw that morning. The house, the kitchen, into the family room I went, ultimately the front hall, and to look up and see my sisters and their reaction, portrayed brilliantly by these young actresses. And then my brother Jim and what he does. So to be part of that set that day, at my mom and dad's house, reliving that moment, not only from my perspective, but from my siblings, was gripping. That's in a difficult, painful way. But on the opposite side of the spectrum, near the end of the film, at the Shrine of St. Joseph downtown St. Louis, they shoot the wedding. And so in the scene, it's called Dolly Left. So the bride begins walking down the aisle. She's wearing my wife's actual wedding dress.
Oh, wow.
So to see that, and to see this girl who looks so much like Beth, and then everyone rises. And it's all my friends who were there 21 years or earlier. It's family and friends. In the first row, you see John Corbett, my dad in the film. Right next to him, Stephanie Shostak, famous actors. But behind them are my mom and my dad, my real parents. Mm. And Elaine, it's so meaningful because my dad has Parkinson's disease. He can no longer stand. But when the director yelled out the word action, My heroic father grabbed the pew, willed himself up, and stands up. And there's a shot in the film where you see the actors in the first row, my parents in the second, and this resolute look of joy on my dad's face. All the more meaningful now because on May 30th, my father passed away. That's my hero. That's my guy. Mm-hmm. So he's not part of this joyful launch, but he's all over it. His fingerprints are all over this film.
That was St. Louis native and motivational speaker and author John O'Leary talking with St. Louis on the Air host Elaine Cha about Soul on Fire, the new film based on his life. The conversation was edited by Jonathan All. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. Have a great weekend.